This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Almost anywhere on Earth, corals must endure climate change and human activity, but not in the 175,000 square mile Phoenix Islands protected area created by the government in 2008. Shipping lanes skirt the preservation area. Commercial fishing there ceased last year. Importantly, there are now robust signs of revival of the coral that scientists are trying to understand. Trump, in a campaign shakeup, has hired top executives from Breitbart News, the far-right scandal website. Average FEMA payouts from recent disasters are $8,016 per person for Superstorm Sandy, $7,412 per person for the 2007 San Diego wildfires, $7,114 per person for Katrina, $5,756 for the Joplin tornado, $5,755 for the March 2016 Louisiana floods, and $5,702 per claim for April 2016 Houston floods. Without accepting responsibility, the United Nations finally acknowledged that they played a role in the initial outbreak of cholera in Haiti that killed thousands. Aetna Insurance, in an attempt at a high-stakes political and economic blackmail, had told the Justice Department that they would curtail their participation in the state-by-state health care exchanges if the government sued to block their acquisition of Humana, a major competitor. Justice did oppose, and they are withdrawing from any exchanges. Older workers are being funneled into old-person jobs. 65% are likely to find work in child care, 93% are more likely to work as cab drivers, and 50% more likely to find themselves in retail. The Egyptian state-run television station has barred eight women anchor women from appearing on the air for a month, saying they were overweight. Burning coal has the worst health impact of any source of air pollution in China and caused 366,000 premature deaths in 2013, according to Chinese and American researchers. Scientists using gene tests in a popular aquarium zebrafish are closer to finding the links between tetrapods, that is to say human animals, and our arms and fish and their fins. A new study finds that genetic tests for an inherited heart disorder are more likely to be incorrect for black Americans than whites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.